I can, sure.
Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. And took the train up here, and the train literally left at 4:20. I'm not making it up.
Did you take that one?
Yeah, we took the 4:20 train up here, yes.
All right, what's your full name? Can you spell it fast?
My name is Russ Belville, RussBellville. And I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I'm the host of the Russ Belville Show.
Got
all
it.
The things right there.
All the way from Portland.
All the way from Portland.
Right here with all the Seattle and Washington hosts.
Absolutely. Because this is a historic event, of course, where we're finally recognizing the liberty that we deserve, and that is to be left alone in our personal choices using a recreational intoxicant that's far safer than alcohol.
In Portland tonight, what's the talk there as they watch here what's going on in Washington?
It's very interesting. The state's largest newspaper, The Oregonian, has called on our legislature to legalize marijuana because they're afraid, with so much of our population living so close to the Washington border, that all of that money, tourism, jobs are all going to flow right across the Columbia. So they're looking at doing this legislatively.
So what's your purpose in being here tonight?
I'm the host of the Russ Belville Show. We do a live weekday talk radio show on medical marijuana, industrial hemp, and recreational cannabis issues, the various state laws, news, interviews, and so forth. So this is my job.
Watching it from Oregon out here and what's going on in Washington, what do you think about the process that it started? Obviously tonight police aren't out here giving citations, they're giving verbal warnings, so there's still things that are in the process and the fact that they're waiting to.
You know, Seattle in particular has done a great job with this, you know, with the I-75 and having lowest priority for marijuana for the longest time. The Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes has long time now said he's not going to prosecute minor marijuana possession. So in a sense, in this area, it's felt legal for a while. This just codifies what the people of Washington really want in their policies.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a safe travel.
You too.